Welcome to another episode of Firing Off with Fito. I am your host, Fito Flores. This is where we talk about real life, real experiences, real thoughts, and real estate. What's going on, everybody? I hope everyone's having an excellent day so far. So, one thing that I wanted to talk about was a topic that I've had a lot of people ask me about, and we're trying to get more information about. So I figured it'd be a great topic to discuss on the podcast here. So, investing in real estate. Now, a lot of people want to know, is it hard to do? Is it worth it? Can I make money doing this? What is the benefit of me purchasing a property or purchasing a piece of land and either living in it or renting it out? Now, there are many options out there as far as how exactly you can invest in real estate. One of the newer ones that people are taking advantage of is purchasing a multi-dwelling property. Now, what that is you're buying a piece of property or a building that's like a duplex, a triplex, or a fourplex. Essentially, it's a multiple units in one, on one piece of property. So, kind of like individual apartments. Now, what a lot of people like to do in these cases is purchase those types of multi-dwelling properties, such as the duplex, triplex, and fourplex, and live in one of the units and rent out the other three, or the other two, or the other one. So obviously there, you will be hopefully covering, depending on obviously what you set the rent amount for, but covering the majority of your mortgage and some if you decide to apply whatever else on top you want to. So you could essentially, you know, even pay off your loan a lot sooner and own the property quicker and save yourself on some interest, hopefully. And obviously there's different loan plans, such as a 15-year loan, a 30-year loan, depending on what you decide you want to do, if you want to pay it off sooner. But this is one great way of purchasing a property while still living in one unit and renting out the other ones. So essentially making money and paying and or having the option of paying it off sooner, which typically that's what people like to do, because obviously the sooner you get to pay it off, then you just start, obviously just paying the property taxes. And from there, it's just profit. And obviously, you still are in charge of property management and the upkeep of the main things on the property. Another great option is for a lot of my out-of-state investors who are interested in purchasing out here in Arizona. Same concept. You're able to purchase a home and rent it out. And really, I think in every state, for the most part, the rental market is always hot. There's always going to be somebody who is going to want to rent a property out because, you know, there's a lot of people working on building credit or just don't really care about building up their credit. Some people just don't really care to ever own a home in their lifespan, which is kind of beyond me because, I mean, I think that's, in all honesty, owning real estate or owning property is just helping you create wealth for you and your family, because this isn't like a stock in the in Wall Street or something like that, where you purchase a stock and the market crashes in Wall Street and all of a sudden you just lost all your money. No, here you are actually purchasing physical land that you own, that is titled or deeded to you, and you decide what you want to do with it. Obviously, as long as you're keeping up with your payments, and once you're done paying it off, of course. But Home ownership, or even just like I said, investing in general, you can always purchase a home and rent it out by a lot of, from what I've seen at least, a lot of people just end up charging whatever covers you know, their mortgage payment plus all the, and I mean that as a total, not just like the actual mortgage payment, but it includes like the insurance of the home, all the warranties and everything too, plus taxes. So it has to cover all that, obviously, and a little bit some on top of that. And what a lot of people end up doing is just renting it out until, you know, at some point maybe they just decide they want to end up living in it anyways. I was just talking to a cousin of mine who lives in Florida currently, and had actually brought this conversation up because he was telling me he's not sure if he's going to end up staying in Florida or not. So what is something that he could do if he were to decide to, you know, come back to Arizona and live out here? And that was one of the recommendations, you know, purchase a home out here, just rent it out, and, you know, just let it pretty much pay for itself until you decide that you want to move out here. And then, you know, you'll have your house waiting for you, and some of your principal or some of your balance owed will already be taken care of. So, yeah, that's one of the advantages to that. As a buyer, I know a lot of people ask, well, what about like the down payment assistance programs? Well, the only thing with the down payment assistance programs is that in order to qualify for those, there's certain requirements to them. So if you were to take advantage of one of those down payment assistance programs, one of the things that is required is that that home is your primary residence. So that means that you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. I mean, that's, you literally have to live there for, if I'm not mistaken, it's 5 years, and it has to be your primary residence. So you can't rent it out and you can't move, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, some people, you know, don't have a down payment available to them. So if you do want to purchase and you want to make it your primary residence, those down payment assistance programs are awesome. And by the way, I work with a great lender who offers many, many different down payment assistance programs. So if it is something that you're interested in, of course, reach out to me, and we can get you in contact with the lender and see what works best for you. Another thing I actually forgot to touch base on. With the multi-dwelling properties, it's not hard to be able to purchase one of those. It's essentially the same process as purchasing a home. It's for the most part, you're able to purchase them using a standard FHA loan or conventional loan, depending on your credit and how much money you want to put down. A standard FHA loan, you need 3.5% down of the total price of the property. That's what you put down as your down payment, and the property is yours. That was my little tidbit about investing in real estate. If you have any more questions, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm always available to help out all my friends, family, and clients. And yeah, guys, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Hey, guys, if you can't get enough of me just yet, please go follow me on all of my social media platforms. Instagram at FitoFlores.realtor, Twitter at FitoFlores23, and Facebook at Rodolfo the Realtor. Thank you for the continued support, and I'm looking forward to providing more content and value to all of my listeners and potential clients. If you have any needs in the real estate world or have any questions at all, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm always available. Number 623-776-5540.